Register a birth. Information on how to register a birth and apply for a birth certificate. This page provides information regarding recognition of early pregnancy loss, adoptions and the most popular baby names in Western Australia. For all births occurring in Western Australia, the child's birth registration form must be lodged with the registry within 60 days of the birth to enable your newborn to be officially recognised for a range of services. Allow 15 business days for your child's birth to be registered. The hospital or midwife will provide you with information on how to securely register your child's birth. If you are no longer at the hospital, you can contact BDM at justice.wa.gov.au or call 1300 305 021 for assistance. Home, free, birth. If the birth occurred at home or in a location other than a hospital and the child is taken to a hospital within 24 hours of the birth, the hospital will provide you with information on how to securely register your child's birth. If the birth occurred in a location other than a hospital without a registered doctor or midwife in attendance and the child was not taken to a hospital within 24 hours of the birth, you need to contact the registry via email at bdm@justice.wa.gov.au or phone on 1300 305 021 within 60 days of your child's birth. Early pregnancy loss. A recognition certificate for early pregnancy loss is available to commemorate the loss of a child which occurred before 20 weeks gestation, or if gestation weeks are unknown, the baby weighed less than 400 grams. Recognition certificates are only available to the parent/s of the child. If only one parent signs the application, the other parent's name will not appear on the recognition certificate. The certificate will be issued free of charge, however, there is a limit of 3 certificates per child. A recognition certificate cannot be used for official purposes. Adoptions. If you were legally adopted in Western Australia, a copy of your post-adoption birth certificate is available from the registry. If you are a party to an adoption or a relative of an adopted person and would like to know how to access other information relating to the adoption, please contact the Department for Child Protection, Post Adoption Services. Popular baby names. Updated annually in January of each year to include the statistics of the previous years and regional baby names. One of the biggest decisions for parents when having a baby is selecting the perfect name. Our list of popular baby names dating back to 1930 may help you to find your perfect name. Apply for a birth certificate. .div. Table. Display. Table. .div. Table. Row. Display. Table row. .div. Table. Heading. Background color. Hashtag E. Display. Table header group. .div. Table cell. .div. Table, head, display, table cell, padding, 3px10px, .div, table, heading, background color, hashtag E, display, table header group, font weight, bold, .div, table, foot, background color, hashtag E, display, table footer group, font weight, bold, .div, table, body, display, table row group. You can apply for a certified birth certificate if the birth was registered in WA. This certificate is for everyday use, such as a passport application, opening a bank account, and evidence of identity. If the event occurred in another state or territory, contact the relevant registry office. Commemorative birth certificates. These certificates are available for anyone born and registered in Western Australia and make the perfect gift to celebrate the birth of a newborn child or to preserve your family history. A certified birth certificate is issued with each commemorative birth certificate. Note, commemorative birth certificates cannot be used for official purposes. Our golden past, capture the excitement of Paddy Hannon and the days of the gold rush. Hands, a contemporary design capturing the sentiment of the bond between parent and child. Floral, Western Australian wildflowers in a classic, timeless design. Wildlife, a beautiful watercolour capturing some of our state's unique wildlife. Bears, soft antique hues portraying the classic teddy bear. Baby prints, parents can place their child's hand or footprints on the document. Illustrated is a sample of the certificate with an infant's footprints. Landscapes, a montage of stunning landscapes which highlight the rugged beauty of our vast state. Who can apply for a birth certificate? .div. Table. Display. Table. Width, 100%. .div. Table. row. Display, table row. Dot div, table, heading. Background color, hashtag E. Display, table header group. Dot div table cell. Div, table, head. Border, 0px solid number 999,999. Display, table cell. Padding, 3px 10px. Dot div, table, heading. Background color, hashtag E. Display, table header group. Font weight, bold. Dot div, table, foot. Background color, hashtag E. Display, table footer group. Font weight, bold. Dot div, table, body. Display, table row group. Access type. Applicant. Specific requirements. Historical. Anyone, must be 16 years or over for births 100 years or more. Family. Person named on the certificate. Children under 16 years of age must have written consent from a parent named in the certificate. Parent. Must be named on the certificate. If the child is 18 years old and has registered a name change since turning 18, restricted unless the applicant can provide written authority from the person named on the certificate, or evidence that the person is deceased, or evidence that the certificate is required for some legal right or entitlement. Non-parental custodian or guardian. Document establishing legal custody or guardianship. Child, current spouse, including de facto, brother, sister or grandparent. Other relative, see also other agent. Restricted, unless the applicant can provide written authority from the person or parent named in the certificate, or evidence that the person is deceased and spouse/de facto is named on the death certificate, or evidence that the certificate is required for some legal right or entitlement. Access to original information from an adoption record. Must have written authority from the Department for Communities. Deceased estate. Executor or administrator. Public trustee. Application must be on business letterhead, or must show evidence of applicant's executor, administrator or trustee status. Welfare. Government or non-government welfare agency. Application must be on business letterhead and must be acting in the interests of or with the written authority of the person named in the certificate. Court, state or federal. Application must be on court letterhead or a court order provided. Law enforcement. Any government body dealing in law enforcement, e.g. police, anti-corruption commission, courts etc. Application must be on business letterhead and must be made in pursuance of an investigation or preparation of a prosecution or pursuant to a valid warrant or court order. Does not include debt collectors or private investigators. Medical. Medical organizations or government body requiring to contact persons with a potentially life-threatening medical condition. Applications must be made on business letterhead and referred to the registrar for consideration. For general medical research inquiries, refer to registrar for consideration. Government bodies. Statutory access. Government body having right of access under federal or state legislation, e.g. Child Support Agency, Centrelink, Department of Communities. Application must be on business letterhead or approved form, e.g. Child Support Agency verification form. Solicitor. Application must be on business letterhead and solicitor must be acting for a person entitled to access under family or deceased estate and subject to the same requirements. Other agent, including consulates, any person with written authority from the person named in the certificate or a person entitled to the certificate as identified in this policy document. Identification documents of the person named in the certificate or other person entitled to the certificate as stated under family. Power of attorney. Documentary evidence of power of attorney required. Must be referred to manager registry services and policy to check if power of attorney extends beyond the person's property and or financial affairs. Before accepting payment, courthouses must forward certificate applications with a copy of the accompanying power of attorney evidence to the manager registry services and policy for consideration. Current as at the 24th of January 2018 and subject to change without notice. Forms and fees. Forms refer to birth application forms. Fees. The fees for applying for a birth certificate: $55, Certified birth certificate, $65. Commemorative birth certificate, $36. Reduced fee birth certificate, for a birth or marriage or death that was registered 75 or more years ago, $20. Uncertified birth copy of a registration, births plus 100 years, $42. Priority service, processing the issue of a certificate in priority to other applicants, in addition to the certificate fee. The following payment methods are accepted: credit card, MasterCard or Visa only, EFTPOS debit card or cash, when paying in person, check or money order, payable to registrar of births, deaths, and marriages, when paying at a WA court, payable to the Department of Justice. Overseas applicants, dollar ord via credit card, MasterCard or Visa only, or international money order or bank draft, payable to registrar of births, deaths, and marriages. Refund policy. The refund policy, PDF 541.32 kilobytes, outlines the circumstances that are considered for refund of fees paid for goods or services provided by the Western Australian Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages. Identification that you need. Applicants are required to provide at least 3 forms of evidence of identity documents before being eligible to receive certificates. 1 from List 1, 2 and 3. At least 1 containing a photograph. Or 1 from List 1 and 2 from List 2. At least 1 containing a photograph. Or 2 from List 2 and 1 from List 3. At least 1 containing a signature. List 1. Link between photo and signature. Australian driver's license. Australian learner driver's permit card. Australian citizenship certificate, with evidence of residential status. Australian firearm license. Australian passport. Defence Force/Police ID card. Western Australia photo card, over 18 or proof of identity card. List 2, evidence of operating in the community. A financial institution debit or credit card, not accepted for online applications. Australian security or crowd control license. Birth certificates, birth extracts are not accepted. Centrelink/Veterans Affairs entitlement card. Document of identity issued by the passport office. Medicare card. Naturalization, citizenship or immigration papers issued by the Department of Home Affairs. Overseas passport. Student identity document or statement of enrollment. Working with children check card. List 3, proof of residency. Driver's license renewal notice. Financial institution statement less than 6 months old. Motor vehicle registration. Property lease or tenancy agreement. Shire/water rates notice. Student report or certificate less than 12 months old. Utility account less than 6 months old. For overseas applicants, the registry will consider overseas equivalent evidence of identity documents. Where to apply? Certificate applications can be submitted online. Apply online at the Registry of Births, Deaths, and Marriages online. In person. At the Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages in Perth or at any court location in Albany, Armidale, Broome, Bunbury, Busselton, Carnarvon, Cully, Derby, Esperance, Fremantle, Geraldton, Joondalup, Kalgoorlie, Karratha, Katanning, Kununurra, Mandurah, Manjimup, Meriden, Midland, Mora, Narrogin, Northam, Rockingham, and South Headland. By post. Registry of Births, Deaths, and Marriages. P.O. Box 7720. Cloisters Square. Perth WA 6850.